Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Q1 FY25 earnings conference call of Alcargo Terminals Limited, hosted by Monarch Networth. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements do not guarantee the future performance of the company, and it may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. Now, I hand over the conference to Mr. Shaukat Ali. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Deepika. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, I welcome you all to the Q1 FY25 earnings conference call of Alcargo Terminals Limited. We are pleased to have with us the management team, represented by Mr. Suresh Kumar R, Managing Director, Mr. Pritam Vartak, CFO, and Mr. Sanjay Punjabi, Investor Relations. We will have opening remarks from the management, followed by a question and answer session. Now, I hand over the call to Mr. Suresh. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Shaukat. Good afternoon to everyone, and a warm welcome to the Q1 FY25 earnings call to discuss Alcargo Terminals' quarterly performance. I have Pritam Vartak, Chief Financial Officer of Alcargo Terminals Limited, and Sanjay Punjabi from our Investor Relations team with me. We have uploaded the results, press release, and presentation on the stock exchanges and company's website. I hope you have had an opportunity to go through the same. I will share an overview of the economy, industry, and business, after which I'll hand over the call to Pritam to discuss the financial performance for the first quarter of the financial year 2025. The International Monetary Fund, in its most recent World Economic Outlook update, has maintained its projection of global growth to be at 3.2% in 2024. It expects a marginal improvement in 2025 and has projected a growth of 3.3%. While most risks to the shared outlook remain balanced, some short-term risks, like increases in price of commodity and services due to renewed trade and geopolitical events, still loom large. This has led to a persistent uncertainty about inflation outlook, which in turn has made central banks across major economies to stay more cautious about policy easing. Forecasts for emerging markets have been revised upwards on the back of rebound in private consumption and increased exports. The global ocean trade has witnessed some green shoots after being marred by sluggish trade environment and geopolitical crisis. An uptick in demand was witnessed across various trade lanes. This increase in demand, along with continued geopolitical events, pushed the freight rates up. There are projections that global trade will fare better in the second half of calendar year 2024. Coming closer home for India, IMF has raised its growth forecast to 7% for financial year 2025, while for financial year 2026, it remains unchanged at 6.5%. The upward revision in growth forecast is believed to be on the back of improving private consumption, especially in the rural areas. India's merchandise exports during the first quarter of financial year 2025 were $109.96 billion, as compared to $103.89 billion during the same period last year. Merchandise imports during the same period were $172.23 billion, compared to $160 billion in the previous period. The trend in exports is believed to be positive going forward as well, thus reaffirming India's stance to becoming a manufacturing hub. Consumption-led growth in the country bodes well, along with robust trade activity for the CFS and ICD business. Alcargo Terminals, I'm happy to share, has delivered a decent performance during the first quarter of 2025. Our strong presence across the key ports, sales acceleration initiatives, and customer relations have enabled strong volume growth of 8% in the quarter and versus previous year. I'm happy to share that your company has outpaced market growth to enhance market share. For Q1 2025, the market share is estimated to be 14%, as compared to 13% during the same period last year. We believe there is a huge opportunity that lies in the CFS and ICD space, and we are on track to take advantage of the same with a clearly articulated strategic priorities. As mentioned during the last quarter, we have completed land acquisition at Mundra. On the ICD front at Jhajjar, land acquisition is expected to be complete by December 2024, and we believe we will be operational by mid-financial year 2026-2027. On the DFCC front, we have shortlisted few locations that we will bid for once it opens. We are also evaluating MMLP projects for their feasibility. Our revenue for Q1 FY 2025 grew by 5% compared to the same period last year, while EBITDA grew by 4% compared to last year. Overall, it's been a good quarter filled with growth for us. Volume growth that outpaces the CFS market, realization and profitability growth both year-on-year and sequentially have been strong. We have kickstarted our growth and expansion initiatives for key markets in the past half year. Customer confidence and strong brand equity of Allcargo and our pan-India presence in ports that handle 80% of EXIM volumes places us advantageously. With that, I will hand you over to Preetham to give you a rundown on the financials for Q1 and FY 2025.
Thank you, Suresh. Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to our Q1 FY 2025 earnings call. I will take you through the highlights of financial results for the first quarter of the new financial year. The total volume handled for Q1 FY 2025 stood at 159,000 TEUs, depicting a growth of 8% as compared to same period last year. On a QoQ basis, volumes were up 4%. Revenue for the quarter stood at 190 crores as compared to 181 crores for Q1 FY 2024 and rupees 182 crores for Q4 FY 2024. EBITDA, excluding other income for Q1 FY 2025, stood at 30 crores as compared to rupees 29 crores for Q1 FY 2024 and rupees 27 crores for Q4 FY 2024. This implies an EBITDA per TEU of 1,880 for Q1 FY 2025. The improvement in profitability is due to operating leverage playing out on account of improved volume growth. Net profit for Q1 FY 2025 at rupees 9.5 crore as compared to rupees 9 crore for Q1 FY 2024. This is the summary of financial results for Q1 FY 2025. With this, we would like to open the floor for question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one now. The first question is from the line of Uttam Purohit from Monarch Networth Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So I just wanted to know, can you share any what are the developments at our Jhajjar ICD and how further land production we are? And also, if you can share the updates on the more locations we were looking to set up an ICD for. In last conference call, you mentioned Gujarat, Maharashtra, and Haryana. So any updates there as well?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Purohit, for the call. Let me take this. So with regard to ICD Jhajjar, like what we spoke in the previous earnings calls, we are completely on course for the commencement of services of ICD in FY 2026-2027. So that's the time period that we are looking at. Towards the latter half of 2026, early 2027 is the targeted date. So land acquisition has been completed. We have also received in-principle approval for the railway facility that we plan to have from the ICD Jhajjar. So this is the update there. With regard to the other locations that we mentioned last time, none of these have come up for tendering in the last 2 to 3 months. We are keeping track of it, and if there are opportunities of these GCTs coming up for tender, we will participate in them. Does that answer the question?
Yes. And another question, once on the margin front. So in last quarter, as our margins were in pressure because we faced some issues with realization. So has the realization came back up, or is it because of reduction in some of the costs?
Yeah, Preetam will take this call.
Sure. Mr. Purohit, if you see this quarter, the volumes are up by 4%, and we have been also able to increase our revenue by 4%. The EBITDA in this quarter, EBITDA margin has actually improved from 32.4% to 32.9%, and there has been consistent increase in EBITDA margin in last 2 quarters. Also, there has been improvement in gross margin from 32.4% to 32.9%. So this increase in gross margin and EBITDA margin is on account of basically on account of increase in volume, which has given us leverage in operation expenses. In previous quarter, we had certain one-offs in our other incomes. However, those one-offs are now not there, and if you the profit figures are as such flat. However, if you exclude those one-off, there is significant increase in net profit as well. So quarter on quarter, there has been a good improvement and a consistent improvement in gross margin and EBITDA margin, and we are hoping to continue that in the coming quarters as well.
Yes, that's so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask question may please press star 1 at this time. The next question is from the line of Heet Parekh from Ashika Institutional Broking. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you are. Please carry. Continue.
Sir, I would like to know what is the revenue contribution from your facilities at JNPT and Mundra together, if you could.
So, hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Preetam.
So, we have 2 facilities in JNPT and 2 facilities in Mundra. JNPT facilities contribute maximum to our overall revenue. In JNPT, our contribution is about 40%, and Mundra facilities contribute close to 30%. Does that answer the question?
Yes, sir, that answers my question. And one follow-up on that, once the DFC is fully operational, we expect some shift towards JNPT more. So how do you see this situation? Means, do we expect volumes at JNPT to rise going forward next 2 years down the line?
So let me take that question. With regard to volumes at JNPT and our own growth in volumes, we have consistently outpaced the market when it has come to CFS addressable volumes. So there is port volume, CFS addressable volumes, and we have grown JNPT market faster than the market has, the addressable market has grown. What has made this possible? This has made possible because of the 2 facilities that we have. One is really close to the port, and the other is a well-established CFS, and the brand equity and the customer franchisee that we have has helped us grow these volumes. We expect the JNPT volumes to continue in this kind of trends that we are seeing, CAGR that we have seen over the last couple of years. And our plans is to continue to grow faster than what the market does.
Sir, if you could highlight what was the figure for last 3 years at JNPT growth?
I wouldn't have it readily for the last 3 years, but I can tell you for the last couple of quarters, and then maybe offline we will share those numbers with you.
Yeah, for quarters at least.
So the overall port volume quarters, what I've shared with you TFS addressable volume for last quarter was actually flat, whereas we grew 9% in volumes.
Okay, sir. Okay, got it. And sir, one question on your starting remarks where you mentioned evaluating some MLRP projects. So if you could highlight that as well.
Not audible, please.
Yes, I'm asking your MMLP, in your starting remarks you mentioned about you are evaluating some MMLP projects, then if you could highlight what exactly you expect to do there.
I would want to talk about this once we have made concrete progress. We are still at the early stages of evaluating MMLP locations in which we can have CFS facilities which are in partnership with the MMLP operators that we could run. So there are a couple of opportunities that we are evaluating. In the coming months, when we have a better grip of this, we'll be able to share it with you.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. To ask a question, please press star and one now. Participant who wish to ask questions may please press star 1 at this time. The next question is from the line of Amit Kumar from Data Mine Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity, sir. Just one bookkeeping question. I'm sorry, in the initial commentary, I missed the one-offs which impacted your EBITDA PAT, for this particular quarter. Could you just run through those again, please?
So in this particular quarter, we don't have any one-off. These are purely the business results which we
You're talking about the base quarter.
So in the previous quarter, we had exceptional other income. You could see the other income in the previous quarter was 3 crore 63 lakhs against 1 crore 43 lakhs. So in that we had 2 crore rupees of one-offs on account of reversal of old provisions. In this quarter, these results are purely business and we don't have any one-offs in this quarter.
I'm sorry, I missed this. Reversal of what exactly?
We had certain reversal of previous year's provisions which were no longer required, and that's the reason the same was part of other income reported last year.
Okay,
last
quarter.
Understood.
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Participant who wish to ask question may please press star and one now. The next question is from Shaukat Ali. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. I wanted to understand the growth pattern. After showing growth of around 2-3% over the last couple of months, June we saw significant pickup. So almost 20% growth in the cargo volume. How you see going forward July and August panning out, sir? And are we going to see some kind of meaningful recovery in the volume, let's say the way we had been growing last year? Let's say 8-9%, more than 12-15% that we are targeting. Is it possible that we can achieve next quarter this kind of volume, 15% growth kind of volume?
Hello. Yeah, let me take this. So with regard to Q1 volumes, yeah, June was an extremely strong month in which our volumes, as indicated by you, were one of the highest. And I'm happy to share with you now as we talk on August 2nd, August 3rd, the volumes in July continued to be almost at the same levels as of June. The reason for this is in June and July there's been a lot of disruption in the international shipping operations, which has caused some amount of bunching of vessels. There were in the previous month, which is May, towards the end of May, there were some blank sailings. Some of them have spilled over into June. We got the benefit of that. Freight rates having gone up, starting to stabilize, that's another thing which is starting to help us with regard to volumes picking up. However, exports still continue to be muted and not at the pace in which we would like it to be. If that also starts picking up, like all the inputs which are there for exports, the manufacturing sector, the incentives which are there, and some of the bans which are there on certain commodities, seasonal bans which are there, when they get moved, I think exports should also start to pick up. Therefore, for the coming months, we expect this buoyancy in volumes, at least for the next couple of months, to continue. Beyond that, I think a little too early to talk about, given the geopolitical situations which are there. So in summary, June volumes were strong. That kind of continued in July. We anticipate similar volumes in the short term in August and September. If there is increase in exports, that will further add to the momentum of volumes.
Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you, Mr. Ali. We would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Participant who wish to ask question may please press star 1 at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Suresh Kumar for closing comments.
Thank you. Thank you for the questions and thank you for the participation to all of you who have logged in. Happy that we had a strong quarter and July volumes are also starting to look strong. July volumes are good and we expect the trend to continue. And in terms of our growth drivers and strategic priorities, we continue to remain focused on the core business in which our aim is to be faster than the market. Organic growth, capacity creation, we have initiated steps to add capacity in the markets of Mundra and in the Chennai market. These are through acquisition of land parcel and through a partnership in Chennai. We will continue to evaluate opportunities for inorganic expansion in geographies where ATL is not present now, including ICD, GCT opportunities. We will leverage DFCC and the monetization pipeline. We talked about Jhajjar and that is on course. Our operations excellence and the transformation activities that we have initiated over the past 6 months will continue. Digital enablement to deliver industry-leading CSAT. We have the Salesforce CRM, which is now adopted across ATL. And then the cost initiatives to strengthen profitability, which we have had over the last couple of quarters, will continue, while we remain committed to the overall ESG goals of the All Cargo Group. So we look forward to the momentum continuing and would like to come back to you after a quarter to share strong results. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That concludes the conference call. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.